Our colleague Steve Inskeep spent the September 11th in Pakistan, which of course was allied with the U.S. in its war in Afghanistan. Pakistan has also suffered an insurgency of its own and is deeply involved in the aftermath. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
Always glad to do it, Scott.
And help us understand how people in Pakistan might be reflecting on 9/11.
It's a really interesting place to be on 9/11, Scott, simply because it's not the United States. This is not a country where the attack originated. It is not a country where the attack took place. But it's a country that was enormously affected by the aftermath. And as we've spoken with people in all walks of life the past 10 days, many people have an opinion. This country, as you know, was aligned with the Taliban in 2001 and then was forced to choose the U.S. side, a choice that cost Pakistan a lot. A Taliban insurgency spread to Pakistan. They have their own Taliban here. Tens of thousands of people were killed. Millions of people were displaced as the army responded to that over the years. At the same time, Pakistan was accused of continuing support for the Taliban, and they certainly did want the Taliban in the government in Afghanistan. That's now happened, but not the way Pakistan wanted it. Still doesn't have the stability next door that officials said they were hoping for.
Is there a different view of the Taliban in Pakistan from what there is in the United States, and for that matter, most of the rest of the world?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And of course, there are some people who are religiously or socially conservative who don't really have a problem with the Taliban's agenda. Even people who disagree with the Taliban's politics, and there are many of those, we should stress, see opportunities in this moment because Pakistan is the country next door. Consider a businessman we met in the border city of Peshawar. His name was Mansoor Elahi, and he's a guy who sends trucks, cargo trucks, back and forth across the border. He said the Taliban have yet to demand bribes from his drivers the way the old government did. Was the old government generally corrupt in your experience?
It was 110% corrupt. I've been doing with Afghanistan since last 50, 60 years. And my forefather were doing business since 100 years. So I have not seen in my life the corrupt government which was 20 years in Afghanistan.
So is business already better than 6 months ago?
It is improving.
How do you feel about the future?
Future is good because I'm looking to the Central Asian market.
This may be a little hard for Americans to hear on this 9/11 anniversary, but he sees the Taliban as an improvement, and he's taking a business view and viewing Afghanistan now as a kind of corridor or highway to countries beyond. I should stress also there are a lot of opinions here, and there are people across Pakistan, just like people across America, who are directly concerned about the downside of the Taliban, and we did encounter Pakistanis who are working to find ways to help people flee Afghanistan, especially women.
Steve, how involved is the Pakistani government on the situation next door? In the situation next door?
Well, they're definitely concerned about it and involved in it. Pakistan is providing a transit route for evacuees, so if you are trying to get out of Afghanistan and you can make it to the Pakistani border, Pakistan has let some people in so long as they have documents to move on. But that's a key. Pakistan has said explicitly it doesn't want more Afghan refugees, that they already have millions from previous conflicts over the past 40 years of war. Pakistan has also been pushing the Taliban for an inclusive government, calculating that that's going to be more stable and more peaceful. But of course, so far, they've had not much success.
So the last U.S. service people are out, but to be in Pakistan must be to understand that the situation goes on.
Oh, no, no, no. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's not over. And that is exactly what I heard from somebody who knows the background of this moment really well. His name is Steve Call. He wrote a Pulitzer Prize-winning book about the years leading up to 9/11 and another one about its aftermath. You know, I'd been thinking of the 9/11 anniversary as a bookend, the end of a story. Is it the end of a story for you?
No, I think 9/11 itself was part of a story that really began years before when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan and the United States fostered a rebellion that ended up producing radicalism and the Taliban, and that led to al-Qaeda's incubating in Afghanistan, and that led to 9/11, and 9/11 led to our intervention in Afghanistan and all that's followed. So I'm afraid Afghans and Pakistanis have been fighting this war before and after, and they're going to now enter, I'm afraid, another dark chapter.
And we can sense this, Scott. When you and I were reporting in Afghanistan right after 9/11, we could be conscious of all the events that came before. We were walking amid destruction. And now, 20 years later, we move on to yet another phase. But whatever happens, we'll build on the ruins of the past.
Steve Inskeep of Morning Edition, always an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.